John 12:37, the Bible reads, "But though he had done so many miracles before them," referring to Jesus Christ, "yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Look at verse 39. "Therefore," referring to this scripture in Isaiah, "therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart." Who hath blinded their eyes? God has. God blinded their eyes. God hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. They could not believe because of this scripture in Isaiah where he says, look, God has hardened their heart. God has made it so that they cannot believe. We have a perfect example of this in the Old Testament with Moses and Pharaoh. If you remember the story of Pharaoh, now, and we're not going to go through all this. I've done this in the past. When you go through the story, just read it on your own. You'll see when Pharaoh rejects Moses and he says, you know, who is the God of Israel? Who, you know, he was just kind of his own will and of his own heart, rejecting the Lord and rejecting Moses and not having anything to do with them. But as you get into the story, you know, when Moses and Aaron, they start bringing these plagues, and you start wondering, how can this guy continue to refuse them as the plagues progress and get worse and worse, and they have all these frogs coming up and they're dying, and the, you know, the waters turn to blood, and all these things are happening that's just, I mean, crazy, and they're being literally plagued by these things, and it's affecting them, and he still refuses to let them go. Well, the reason why is because God, the Bible says that God hardened his heart. He hardened his heart so that he couldn't even let them go at that point. And this is a perfect example of someone whose heart God had hardened, literally in the Bible. And here, Jesus was referring to, or the Bible here in John 12, not Jesus himself, is referring to the Pharisees that Jesus was doing miracles before. And he's performing healings. He even brings Lazarus back from the dead. Yet, there were many of the religious leaders, the Pharisees at that time, they knew, they said, they even admitted it. They took their council together, meeting together, and they're saying, you know, that this man does all these great miracles, you know, we can't deny that. We know that he's doing all these things, but we need to stop him. And that was the wickedness and evil thoughts and intents of the people at that time. They were out to kill Jesus Christ. They were reprobate. They were rejected. They could not believe him. And I believe, and this is what the Bible talks about, the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost as being the unforgivable sin. In reference, when you read that verse in context, it's Jesus Christ. What is he doing? He's performing healings. And in the context, that is when the Pharisees said, he doth this by the prince of the devils, Beelzebub. He said, the things that Jesus Christ was doing, was they were saying that's literally the power of Satan. That he is of the devil, and that's why he's able to perform these things. And it says, you know, and then he goes into the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. When they are referring to the works of Jesus Christ as being satanic, I believe that is the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. And I don't even know if that's possible to commit that sin specifically today, of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, because they had the opportunity to physically be there, to see all of the proof and the evidence, to make it much easier to believe on Jesus Christ when he's standing there and performing all these miracles, yet they still rejected him and they still denied him. And not only that, they went even further to say that, well, this is of Satan.